is usually very happy, very smiley. He doesn't talk, so he can't really tell you things, but he has his own way of communication. He sticks his tongue out and kind of a fast motion, that means he's hungry or thirsty. Chad likes a lot of interaction and to be touched and talked to. He loves cartoons. He loves TV in general, but definitely cartoons. He's a joy. It's hard when he's not feeling well because he's usually very happy and he has his own way of expressing his love. He just seems to make people happy. He's the easiest thing in my life, if you could imagine that. And then people will say to me, oh, it must be so hard. I'm like, no, it's not hard for me. It's hard for Chad. Every few years, Chad goes through a change and something's different that's just going to be the new norm. Chad is 32. He will be 33 in May. And he was born at Hopkins and was not expected to live through birth. And here he is almost 33 years later and can't say anything more than he just wants to live.
And you want him to live.
Absolutely. I have a great support team, and Chad's very loved. I have a 34-year-old who is living with me currently because he is a type 1 diabetic with kidney disease, and he's on dialysis 3 days a week and waiting for a kidney and a pancreas transplant. And then there's my mom. She's been here for a couple weeks now, so she has COPD, and I think she's getting weaker because of COVID, and she's not doing, like, all the normal things that she would do. So I think it's kind of taking her downhill. I always wonder, like, if he wasn't here, I think I would be lost. Because I realized, like, just the other day I was telling my husband, I'm like, you know, I have been doing this for 30, almost 33 years, where no matter what I do in my life, and I live, I go on vacations and I take care of myself, but everything I do evolves around how's Chad. He has shown so many people just love, and the best way to put it is if I'm having a bad day, Chad, I can go in and talk to him, and it just, he's like an angel. He's like an angel on earth. He just makes you automatically feel better. I count my blessings at Chad. Thank God every day that he gave us him to take care of.